Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Batman 89 Echoes miniseries is back, and we're diving into issue 2.
First, there's the cover, which we previously talked about in our video about Harley and Batgirl.
In the comic, Alfred reaches for a Zorro Returns serial. This is obviously a reference to Zorro, which was the movie the Waynes saw before they were murdered.
It's also a reference to the Batman Returns serial that came out that year. There's also a question mark serial that could be foreshadowing the Riddler.
In the comic, Alfred drives a yellow VW Beetle. This is actually a reference to the original Batman script by Sam Hamm, where Alfred drove the same car to deliver the Batsuit to Bruce in a cut action sequence.
Alfred ends up meeting Drake Winston, who now owns the Royal Auto Body after Mr. Otis was murdered by Two-Face in the last series. He's seen wearing the classic Robin colors of green, red, and yellow.
When talking to Drake, Alfred refers to Firefly as the Mad Bomber, which is potentially a reference to the villain in the episode Beware the Gray Ghost.
Over in Arkham Asylum, Crane reads Bruce's fake journal as Firefly, with one entry talking about Bushido. This is actually a quote from the Hagakure by Yamamoto Tsunetomo. Sam Hamm is a fan of the book and actually named one of Batman's trainers after Tsunetomo in his comic arc Blind Justice.
In Arkham, Bruce and Crane's discussion mentions Hugo Strange's estate, which implies that Strange is dead in this universe. Crane then puts Bruce under RTIT treatment, which is similar to the treatment that Hugo Strange put Bruce under in the animated series episode The Strange Secret of Bruce Wayne.
Crane also makes Bruce see a scarecrow with a pumpkin head, which is similar to the one seen in Burton films like Sleepy Hollow.
Crane then puts Bruce under the alias of Lewis Wilson, which is, of course, the name of the first actor who played Batman in the 1943 serial.
Bruce then meets the other inmates. There's one inmate who looks very similar to Danny DeVito, who obviously played the Penguin, but also played an asylum inmate in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Another inmate looks similar to Vincent Schiavelli, who co-starred in Cuckoo's Nest. His long hair is similar to how he looked in Ghost.
But he's best known to Batman fans as the Organ Grinder in Batman Returns, as well as voicing Bruce's mentor, Zatara, in the BTAS episode, Zatanna.
But the most notable inmate goes by the alias of Maynard, whose clipboard reveals that he is, in reality, Edward Nygma, the Riddler. The Burtonverse Riddler seems to be based off of Martin Short, which I personally love.
Many fans were expecting Robin Williams to be the Riddler for the comic, but Williams was actually Joel Schumacher's choice for the role, not Tim Burton's, as we revealed in our interview with the Batman Forever screenwriters in The Myth of Tim Burton's Batman 3.
At one point, Bruce and the Riddler share a laugh, which looks very reminiscent of how Batman and Joker shared a laugh in The Killing Joke. The Riddler also mentions that they were Hugo Strange's monster men, a reference to the creatures Strange created in the Golden Age.
Bruce and Riddler also end up sharing more quotes from the Hagakure, like, "When you know you can only lose, retaliate."
They also end up quoting William Shakespeare's Julius Caesar, which is potentially a reference to how Adam West's Bruce Wayne had a bust of Shakespeare in the 1960s series.
And lastly, the issue ends with Dr. Harlene Quinzel donning the makeup to become Harley Quinn.
Big thanks to our research assistant Dan for the visuals on this.
You can join our $5 Patreon tier, where we cover topics and deeper dives, including our reviews of X-Men 97.
So join us at patreon.com/superherostuffpod. We are $100 short of our goal of $300 a month. Join the Patreon and help out, and if we reach $300 a month, we will celebrate by covering Superman Lives on the main show.
And dive deeper into those tight red Speedos. And if we reach $500 a month, I'll be donning the Nick Cage Superman suit.
You guys should also check out the first issue of my indie comic, Alter Ego, which is now available on Amazon.
Oh, shit! And please check out Gaming Guide, and that's my other podcast. And also please check out www.metalforce.ninja. That is a project that I'm working on that is basically R-rated Power Rangers meets Stranger Things. That's the basic elevator pitch. And there's a GoFundMe for it to feed our cast and crew right now. And there will be a Seed and Spark campaign starting in the summer of this year. And we will be at Power Morphicon as well in late August of 2024 this year. So check it out. That's it.
Thanks for watching. And as usual, tell all your friends about us.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network.